This is a Bekiyas recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. So we're at the very bottom of Yud Ches Amid Aleph, the last line towards the end of the line. Tanu Rabbanan. So we learn the following Braisa. Kara Sirugin Yotze. If you read it while taking breaks in between, you are Yotze. Sirusin Lo Yotze. But if you read it backwards, like the Mafrei and the Mishnah, you are not Yotze. Rechlona Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Afta Sirugin Imshal Kedei Ligmoris Kula Chozer LaRosh. But if you took breaks that were long enough that you could have finished the whole Megillah, then you have to start again. That's considered a hefsek already. Amar Rav Yosef, halacha kerev mona she'amar mishum Rabbi Yehuda. And that is the halacha, that if you read it with shaha kedei ligmoris kula, that is too long, and you have to reread it again from the beginning. Amar le'abayil Rav Yosef, kedei ligmoris kula mehecha deka'i v'seifa, odilma me'reishi l'seifa. What does it mean to finish the whole thing? To read the Megillah in order of what he said it, to finish off from where you are right now, to the end, or to start from the beginning and read the whole Megillah. Amar Leh, Mireishu L'Seifa. No, it's the whole Megillah. It has to be long enough that you stopped so long that you could have read the whole Megillah. The Im Kein, Nasata Dvarecha L'Shirin. Because if you don't say that, then every break has its own shir, and that's not the way the Chachamim do things. The Chachamim do things in defined shiurim that are uniform for all cases. They don't say, oh, well, if this guy stopped, you know, he was halfway through, so he can't stop from more than halfway. If he was 3 words away from the end, he can't stop from more than 3 words worth. It just means you stopped so long that you could read the whole Megillah. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav. Halacha k'rav muna, right? Ushmul Amar enoch k'rav muna. So it's machlokes, do we paskin by shal k'di ligmar's kula? We said before that we do paskin like Rabbi Muna, but the question is, do we accept that psak? With Surah Masnohafi. In Surah, they taught the machlokas like that. From Medisa Masnohafi, Amrav Kana, Amrav, Halach Karabi Muna, Shmuel Amar, Ein Halach Karabi Muna. So they taught the machlokas a little bit differently, but nevertheless, it was still the same machlokas. Do we paskin that if you waited so long that you could have finished the whole Megillah, then it is considered hefsek or not? Rabibi Masni Ibchar. Rabibi quoted it with the opposite sources. Rav Amar Ein Halach K'Rav Muna, Shmuel Amar Halach K'Rav Muna. That Rav said that Halacha is not like Rav Muna, and Shmuel hold that it is like Rav Muna. Amar Rav Yosef Nekot De Rav Bibi Biyadcha. You should accept or grab on to the position of Rav Bibi in your hand. The Shmuel Hu De Chayesh LiYichida. Because Shmuel we know is the one who's Choshesh for an individual Shita, even when he goes against the majority. It's not, and we have an unrelated case, but Shmuel in this case is going to be Choshesh for the minority opinion. Shomeres Yavam Shekidesh Echav Es Achosa. So let's say you have a woman whose husband died, and now she's waiting to do Yibam. Now, one of the brothers, let's say Ruvain dies, and his wife, Mrs. Ruvain, is looking to see if Shimon wants to marry her or do Chalitza. And then Shimon goes ahead and marries Mrs. Ruvain's sister. Right? So you're not allowed to be married to two sisters. So Mishim Rabbi Yudim Besera Amru. So according to, in the name of Yudim and Sarah, they say, Omrim Lo, so they say to, they say to Shimon, Hamtin Ad Shiyasa Achicha Agadol Maisa. Wait, don't marry Mrs. Ruvain's sister until your other brother, right, until your brother Levi, which is a bad example, I should have said Ruvain dies, Levi marries Mrs. Ruvain's sister. So we say to him, we say to Levi, wait until your brother Shimon is older than you, and he gets to go first in the order of Yibum or Chalitza. Wait until he does something, Yibum or Chalitza. And meaning, because we might need you, and if we need you, you're not going to be able to do Yibum or Chalitza because you're married to her sister. So you shouldn't get married just yet. Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And Shmuel says that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So you see, Shmuel accepts the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that you, even though he's a Das Yachid, that we wait, we tell him to wait until his brother does Yibum or Chalitza before he's allowed to marry the sister. Okay, so to here, Shmuel must be the one who holds like Rav Mona, because Rav Mona is an individual opinion, and therefore if Shah Kadei Ligmar Skula is considered Hesek, and you have to read the whole thing again. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we have the following other brisa related to the halachas in reading the Megillah. Hishmet ba sofer osios opsukin. Let's say your Megillah was written in such a way that the writer skipped some letters, or he skipped full psukim, the Korana Kore Kimiturgamam Amitargim. And the reader read them in a translation. He read them in Aramaic, by heart, right? He didn't read them in Aramaic. He read them like the Aramaic guy in shul. In those days, the Baal Koreh would read the Torah, and nobody spoke Hebrew, or some people didn't speak Hebrew. So the Meturgamon would translate the Torah so everybody could understand. So he was saying it by heart. So obviously, if your Megillah is incomplete and you read a Pasuk by heart, so that's read Baal Peh. So Yatza, you are Yotze. So what's going on out here? Nesvei. Hayuba osios mitushtashos. If there are some of the letters of your Megillah are blurry, o mikoraos, or they are ripped, o reshuman nikar, or you could just see the outline, or there's still, I'm sorry, im reshuman nikar, if you can see the outline, if you can still read it, kshera, vimla psula. And if not, you can't see it, then it's puzzle. So what are you talking about? If you can't read it properly because it's too blurry, so then it's puzzle, but if it's not there at all, it's kasher? How could that be? Lo kasha, says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Ha bekula ha b'miktsasa. No, the case where it's puzzle, that's when it's going on with the whole Megillah is blurry. So then, if you can read it good, if not, not. But if some of it's missing, or some of it's blurry, that's fine. Tana Rabbanan, hishbit, in other words, and we basically say that with a Megillah, if it's missing some sukkim, that's acceptable. It's still considered reading the majority of the Megillah. Mitoch haksav is fine. Tana Rabbanan, hishmit b'hakori pasuk echad. If the Baal Koreh skips a pasuk, lo yomar, we don't say akra es kula, that the akrakach akra oso pasuk. Right, basically finish reading the whole Megillah and then go back and say that one pasuk. Ela kore me oso pasuk. You got to go back to that pasuk and just continue from there. Nechnas le beis haknesses umatsa tzibur shekaro chetzia. So if you come to the beis haknesses and you already see the tzibur was halfway through the Megillah, lo yomar, don't say akra chetzia ima tzibur. I'll listen to the second half together with the tzibur. V'achakach akra chetzia, and then I'll go back and read the first half. Ela kore oso mitchilas avad sofa. You have to read it from the beginning till the end, meaning you can't miss any words from the Megillah. And not only that, it has to be read in order from beginning till end. Even if you were meaning to do it in order, but you just missed something, you got to start from the place where you missed. Next thing in the Mishnah was Misnam Neim Yotze. If you read the Megillah while you were nodding off, you are Yotze. Hichidami Misnam Neim. What does it mean nodding off? Amar Rav Ashi, Nim Nayim below Nayim. You're sleeping, but you're not sleeping. Right? Tir below Tir. You're awake, but you're not awake. The karule va'ani, if someone calls your name, you can answer. V'lo yada l'aduri svara, but you can't speak it logically about it. Meaning, if someone, this is a classic student thing, like, oh, I was paying attention, I could repeat back the words. Really? Explain what I just said. Then you can't do it. Meaning, once you have to actually infuse a little bit of svara into it, you're sleeping. V'chi midkarule midkar, but if you remind him of what's been going on, he remembers. Meaning, he's not clueless as to what's going on. He knows enough to, once you, you know, get him started, he's good to go. Haya kosva dorsha umagia im kivan libo yatsa. Right, so we said that let's say he was giving a shir, he'd read the pasuk of the Megillah, then he would darshan, right, or writing the Megillah. So he has to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah mikra Megillah in that way. What's the case? If he's reading it, first he's writing down the pesukim in order, and then he's going to write it. He was arranging them in order, and then he writes it. Ki kivan libo my havi. Right, alpehu, meaning he's writing it as he goes, so he's reading it balpeh. He doesn't have a kasher Megillah, so that's still considered reading it balpeh. Ella the kasa psuka psuka v'karle. Now first he writes the pasuk out completely, and then he reads it. Chi umi yata are you yotze under those circumstances? Right? Didn't we just say that you have to read the whole thing? You have to read every word of the Megillah. Right, and then there, even according to the opinion, there's another opinion which says where do you have to, how much of the Megillah do you have to read? Just from the introduction of Mordechai and on in the second paragraph. So even if you hold, you don't have to read the whole Megillah. The whole Megillah has to be written out in front of you while you're reading it. So how do you have a case where a guy's writing a Megillah and he's actually going to be Yotze reading the Megillah? Ella de mancha Megillah kameh. The Karela Amina. So what's the case? He has a Kasher Megillah in front of him, and he's reading the words from there, Psuka Psuka, one Pasuk each. The Kasavla, and then he writes down that Pasuk, meaning he's copying from a Kasher Megillah to his new Megillah. So every time he reads the Pasuk, writes it in the new one, but he's Yotzi in the old one. He read the Megillah from the old one. And now, Lema, the Sayyid Rabbi Barakana, maybe I can bring a Raya. to Rabbah Bar Chana. Maybe I'll bring a riot to the way we're understanding the Mishnah from Rabbah Bar Chana. Maybe our Mishnah brings a riot to Rabbah Bar Chana. Rabbah Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Asur Lichtov Os Os Shalom Naksav. You're not allowed to write letters in the Sefer Torah unless you're copying it from a kosher Sefer Torah. Dilma Isram Ilei Isram Huye. Because maybe so the Gemara says not so fast. Doesn't prove that that's the halacha. Maybe that's just the way he was doing it. The Mishnah is just telling you a story. If this was the situation and he was copying it over, then fine, that's what you do. But it doesn't mean that you have to do it that way. Gufa, let's go back to explain what we just said. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan Asur Lichtov Os Os Shalom Naksav. You're not allowed to write a Sefer Torah, letters of Sefer Torah, unless you're copying it from another Sefer Torah. May Svei have a kash on that. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Maisa Rabbi Meir, Shalach La'aber Shana Ba'Asya. Reb Meir once went to Asya to discuss adding a second month of Adar to the year. V'loha Yashar Megillah, and there was no Kasher Megillah there. So what did he do? B'kasva Milibo B'kara. He wrote it out by heart, and then he read the Megillah from what he had written. So Amar Reb Avo, Shiny Rabbi Meir, the Mekayim Bey, right? V'afapech Yashiru Negdeh. Right, so Rabbi Meir is the exception to the rule because he was able to fulfill the pasuk that says your eyes will look straight before you. Meaning Rabbi Meir was the exception, not the rule. To him, it was as if the whole thing was written out in front of his eyes. Okay. Amar le Rami Rachama le Rabbi Yirmiyah midifti maybe apapech yashiru negdech. What does it mean? Your eyes will look straight at in front of you. Amulo, they said to him, Elu Divrei Torah. It's referring to words of Torah. Dechsiv Bahu, Hatif Einecha, Bo Ve'einenu. Right? Will you look your eyes, and you're going to look for it and in front of your eyes, and it's not going to be there anymore. Meaning, if you close your eyes to the Torah, so the Pasuk in Mishlei is saying that you're going to look back for your Torah, and it's going to be gone. You need to constantly be reviewing your Torah and thinking about your Torah, even when you're not learning. And even so, even though Rabbi Meir was doing other things, his words of Torah were right in front of his face. There was not even like the slightest forgetfulness in his Torah. Rav Chisda found Rav Chananel, he was writing Svarim, and he wasn't copying them from Kasher Svarim. So, Amar Lei, Re'uya Kol HaTorah Kulo Likasev Al Picha, right? Really, you are so worthy. You should write the whole Torah by heart. Meaning you know the whole Torah by heart. It's not a question that you could do it. Ella kacham ruchacham asur lichtov os os shalom inaksav. But what can I do? The chacham made a gzera. You're not allowed to write a sefer Torah unless you're copying it over from another kosher sefer Torah. Neither kamar kol Torah kula ruuya likase sheichtov al picha. From the fact that he said to him first, really, you're capable of writing the whole Torah, you know, and it should be fine. So obviously he knew the Torah perfectly. It was right in front of his eyes. So now we're asking, Rabbi Meir, Kasav. So here you have another example of someone who clearly knew the Torah perfectly, and yet they said, you got to fulfill it the Kodesh Chachamim. But didn't Rabbi Meir know the Torah perfectly, and we said it was okay? So Gemara says now, no, Shasad Chak Shaini. The answer is Rabbi Meir was stuck. He was in a place, in a whole town, that didn't have Megillah. He had to be there to be Ma'abar the Shana. He had a real reason to be there. And he didn't have a Megillah, so he had to do it. He had no choice. So he violated the Tekanas Chacham and B'Shasad Chak. But when you're sitting down, L'Chadchila, and you have access to Svarim, of course you have to copy over the Svarim from a Kasher Sefer. Abaye Shara L'Debei Bar Chavo L'Michtav Tefillin Mezuzah Shalom Naksav. Similarly, Abaye was Matir, people in the house of Rav Chavo, to write Sifrei Torah, I'm sorry, Tefillin Mezuzahs, without copying them for kosher tefillin and mezuzos, ki hai tana, because he was following the following tana. The tanya, Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer Mishum Rabbeinu tefillin and mezuzos nechtav shalom nechtav. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah says in the name of Rabbeinu that you are allowed to write tefillin and mezuzos without copying them over. And furthermore, ve'ein srichos sirtut, and you don't need to score out the lines. You don't need to make those marks on the parchment, the lines in the parchment to write on. Okay, so that was Abaye's psak, because he held that you could copy sefer tefillin and mezuzos without looking at another sefer. The hilchosad, actually, the halacha is tefillin ain't tzrichas sirtut, mezuzos tzrichas sirtut. That tefillin don't need the lines to be scored out, but mezuzos do need the lines to be scored out. They need the marks. Idi be idi nechtava shalom and aksav. But we paskin that either one of them can be written by heart. You don't have to be copying them over from a kasher, a pair of tefillin, or a kasher mezuzah. My taima, what is the reason for this? Migras grisin, because these are things that everybody knows. They're very fluent in these parshios in the Torah, and therefore we're not concerned that somebody's going to misspell them or make a mistake. That is where we will stop on Yud Ches Amid.